People are just so happy. So many things happen at the same time. The idea that the whole of Libya is liberated, as well as Gaddafi being captured on the same day, I think was a double whammy. So people really can't believe their luck. Nobody believed that Gaddafi was in that town. They thought he was out of the country. It was a pleasant surprise. So that made it a double celebration.
So currently that the transitional government has declared Libya totally liberated, what are the expectations of Libyans?
The expectations are high, maybe in fact too high. I mean, you know, people are heady with celebration and with expectation. Of course, liberation kicks in a specific timetable. Transitional government has got to be elected. A constitutional council has got to be formed to create the new constitution. So people's expectations are very high, and why not?
Do Libyans have a sense that a national transitional government will be able to unify Libyans so it will work in transforming the society from what you have known for the last 42 or so years?
Well, the expectations, maybe naively, maybe over-optimistically, are that that will happen. I mean, you know, people talk about divisions, and maybe Benghazi could have gone its own way, but Benghazi had 6 or 7 months when Tripoli was under Gaddafi control and insisted and persisted on a united Libya, and they kept singing and chanting all the time, one Libya with Tripoli as a capital. So I think there is a mood that, you know, the parts cannot survive without each other, or that the sum of all parts is much stronger than any individual part. So I think there is a strong push for unity. That doesn't mean there isn't differences, there's differences of opinions, but that comes with pluralism and a pluralistic society.
Well, we heard reports that since Gaddafi's capture and his demise, there seemed to be an overpopulation of media organizations or press all over the place. So what can you tell me about this?
Indeed. There's at least 200 publications, I mean, and there's about 10, 12 television stations. There's an equal number of radio stations. I think a lot of this is a reaction to, can you imagine, how can I give an example? Say a bottle of cola, and then you shake it, shake it, shake it, and you suddenly take the top off, you know, it explodes out. I think that's really what it is, a knee-jerk reaction. I don't expect all these organizations to survive over time. You know, those who've got a proper business plan will move on, will kick on. Some are well-sponsored with a good big money behind them. Some are just neighborhood operations. But definitely, there's no shortage of freedom of expression or opinions or discussions in Libya now.
What did the NTC say is next? What are Libyans saying now that they've gained their freedom? You being a Libyan, what do you think should be next?
Well, the road plan is already preset, and they're not allowed to go off-road, so to speak. Constitutional Council, they've got 30 days to form the new government. Jibril, the outgoing, effectively, Prime Minister, you know, has resigned. He doesn't, you know, somebody else has to be renamed. A new cabinet, a new set of ministers has to be named by Abdeljalil, but by Mustafa Abdeljalil, effectively our president, our interim president. And then it's the constitution, the battle over the constitution, the word technical, if you like, legalistic battle over the wording of the constitution. We've got to get this right, because you don't change constitutions every few years. It's something that's going to stay with us for a lifetime, hopefully with the odd amendment here and there. So it's the constitutional council, an interim government, an interim prime minister, and then we move on up to elections. That's really the next big target ahead, is the democratic free elections.
What do you think is the prospect of Libya in some years to come?
As I've said in other media outlets and some of the articles I've written, I mean, I've read and heard a lot of negative prognosis about Islamic fundamentalists, about tribalism, about division. That's one choice. That's one way of looking at it. But I choose a completely different angle. A small country with a 6 million population, over 60-70% of that population is under 35. Can you imagine? I mean, that's a motor, that's an engine ready to go. We have $150 billion worth of assets not deaths. You know, if you've been hearing the headlines today, Europe is struggling about the euro, about Greece. Those are not the problems we have. We have $150 billion worth of assets. We have one of the highest gold reserves in the world. We have one of the highest oil reserves in the world. So I see lots of positives. And, you know, with the right government, with a good, clean, transparent administration, I am very positive, my friend, and there's no reason not to be.